Steve Gruber Show. Like I said, SteveGruber.com, the place to find out more. And you can always find the Steve Gruber Show on Facebook, on Twitter, on Getter as well. I haven't done much with Getter yet, but I'm working on it. A lot of people ask me to do that, and I will. Appreciate the support. Axios recently reported that 50,000 migrants who entered the U.S. illegally have been released into the country without a court date. Ted Cruz pointing out that local leaders at the border state of Texas attribute rising coronavirus cases to high numbers of illegal immigrants. In fact, listen to this. Listen to this. South Texas police issuing public health announcements after COVID-stricken illegal aliens are found at a Whataburger, great burger shop, by the way, Whataburger, coughing and sneezing. Yeah, La Jolla police saying there's a public health emergency as a result of that. Cesar Ibarra here. He's the Senior Director of Legislative Affairs at FreedomWorks. Cesar, good to have you.
Hey, Steve. Great to hear from you. How are you?
Would you like COVID with that fries? Would you like COVID with your burger? How would you like that served, Cesar?
You know what, Steve? It's just a sad state of affairs, right? I think Chip Roy, congressman from Texas, put out a great speech on the House floor yesterday calling out Nancy Pelosi, who just reinforced mask mandates on the House floor in a body that's at least that we know 80% vaccinated, yet at the same time, they are literally allowing illegal immigrants coming into the country unchecked, unverified. We don't know who they are. They at best have COVID, right? I mean, this is everything that's going on under the Biden, Pelosi, Schumer administration is backwards, and this is a sign of the open borders rhetoric that Biden and Harris campaigned on. Because when we were under Donald Trump's presidency, we did not see this crisis. We saw caravan coming, and Donald Trump stopped it. Right now, it's not being stopped. That's why you have Governor Abbott sending the National Guard. He's taking action. He wants to build the wall. They want to enforce immigration laws. I mean, the laws are on the books, Steve. We don't need to reinvent the wheel here. We have the authority. The feds have the authority to stop these people and send them back. There is a process to come here into the country legally. I went through it. Millions of people have gone through it. We need to enforce the laws. When you don't have a country of laws, we don't have a country at all, Steve. So,
you know, you mentioned something there, Cesar, that I wanted to touch on because I just saw a headline cross the wire here that 25% of the people getting sick from COVID in Los Angeles are fully vaccinated. So when you've got all of these unvaccinated, unchecked, unvetted illegal aliens flooding into the country, many of which are just released and put on buses and planes and trains and automobiles and sent all over the country, there's a problem there. I mean, there really is. There's a problem there because if they're not being tested, they're not being quarantined, they're not following the rules, and by the way, they're not given court dates either, how is any of that going to work?
Well, right. And again, right, you want to instill confidence in the vaccine, yet at the same time, you're literally showing a complete disregard for the safety of the people who live on the southern border, right? We had 100, just in June, Steve, this is CBP data. 188,000 people came into the country. That is, I mean, you don't see that happening in other countries, and we should be alarmed by what's happening. And again, they want to decrease vaccine hesitancy. They want to keep us shut down. So the reality is Biden needs to be stronger at the border, just like Trump was, right? We need to encourage him. We need to support him in doing that because this is not about Democrats or Republicans. This is about public safety, public health. And again, when you have the governor of Texas wanting to take it on himself to do that, it just shows that the federal government has shown complete disregard for the people of Texas. And honestly, this is happening in California as well. It's happening in New Mexico. It's happening in Arizona. It's happening all along the southern border, not to mention the crime and kidnapping that is happening 10 miles across our border, where people are being hanged from bridges. The cartels have operational control of our borders. It's a total, total disaster, Steve. So what we want to do is promote the rule of law. Again, there is a process to come here, and it should be done legally. The immigrants should be held to the same public health standards that we are being forced to abide by. For Christ's sake, we were shut down for over a year, having to live under COVID protocols, and people are coming into our country illegally without getting tested.
And here you have the Democrats screaming that it's the unvaccinated, trying to insinuate that it's white Trump voters, which, by the way, is not accurate if you look at the numbers of the people that are unvaccinated, and we've been covering that for a couple of days. The vaccination rate of white American adults is running at about the rate of the percentage of the population, 61% of the people vaccinated in America are white adults, which is about the population, right? So you're running about the same, and it's less in some of the minority groups, even though we set up these giant vaccination centers for free in some of the bigger urban areas and the communities of concern and the other things that they say. So, you know, it's a whole campaign of disinformation. Meanwhile, they're allowing all of these illegals to flood in, not being tested, sitting at Whataburger, coughing all over the place on their French fries and burgers while people flee. I mean, it's insanity, is it not?
Steve, the Latino community is done, right? They have been a political commodity for the left. Guess what? They've seen through it. Look at what happened in McAllen, Texas. A Republican, conservative Latino was just elected mayor in the overwhelming Hispanic border town. Why was that, Steve? Was it because he supports big government? No, it was because he supports rule of law. It is because McAllen is getting flooded by crime, by drugs, by unvaccinated, untested immigrants, right? And again, you know what, Steve? The sad reality here is that these people coming through our border, it's no fault of their own. We need to have perspective here that they come from really bad, horrible situations. And we need to keep that in mind. But it's not humane in how we're treating them. It's not humane in how we are treating our country. This is the fault of the incompetent Congress who has not taken action to defend our borders. This is a result of Biden and Harris literally showing complete disregard for the people they were elected to represent. That's why Donald Trump increased his share of the Latino vote by 8%, despite being called the racist, the liar, and what have you.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Caesar. As you look at 2022, obviously McAllen, Texas, pretty good sized place, and it's flipped for the first time in years. But what about the election 2022? Texas getting two new members of Congress, should have gotten three. A lot of games were played to keep that from happening.
Sure.
But I'm going to guess that's two more red seats in Congress, because I think that there are other seats in Texas now that are vulnerable as a result of anything that's happening. We got about 30 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
Steve, what Biden is doing is literally a gift to Republicans, because it is literally exposing his vulnerabilities and why he is wrong for our country, why Democrats are wrong for the country. Republicans are traditionally, Hispanics are traditionally conservative people, and they're going to continue seeing this trend of crime and illegality happening at the border in their communities. Like, Hispanics and Republicans are going to band together, they're going to unite, and we're going to send conservative Republicans to the House of Representatives and to the Senate.
Yeah.
To enforce our immigration laws, to support strong borders, to support a strong legal immigration system. That's what needs to happen, Steve. Outside of that,
we'll see what happens. Doing,
but thank you,
Caesar Ybarra, greatly appreciated. Senior Director of Legislative Affairs. Freedom works, and freedom does work. That's the point. Sir, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, What's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.